Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everyone, here on a cloudy Saturday as we are south of the border and as we have left New York State. South of the border sounds a little bit like it's a long voyage, but we are here in Erie, Pennsylvania. For Tee to Green today, we're excited to be here, and we welcome you in this morning on WGR Sports Radio 550, your weekly stop for an hour of local golf talk here in Western New York, and now today, Northwestern Pennsylvania. And we're here at the Joseph C. Martin Golf Center, and it's a great story, and we're excited to tell you about it here over the course of the next hour. Joining our normal crew, Kevin Sylvester, by the way, good morning.
Morning, Brian. Glad you wore shorts and a short-sleeve shirt today.
Yeah. I figure we're going south. It's going to get warmer.
I had to give the visual for our listeners
Thank you.
Brian is not dressed appropriately this morning.
It's a little chillier than expected. But
you won't sweat. That's a good
news. No, that's true. PGA Pro Jeff Mitis is with us, as always.
Happy to be in Pennsylvania with a fellow PGA professional, Michael O'Connor.
That's right.
Just saw a really cool plaque in Mike's honor here on the first tee. He's done a really neat thing here. Something we're all proud of with the Western New York PGA as far as what we've been able to do, what Michael's been able to do down here in Erie, Pennsylvania.
And Michael's here live with us, so we'll bring him in 1 second, but want to kind of set the scene on the day here. Yes, we're at the J.C. Martin Golf Center here in Erie, PA, and if you're wondering, why are we in Erie? Well, the Western New York PGA itself, if you don't know, spans beyond the New York State line into the Erie, Pennsylvania, northwestern area of PA. It also goes as far east as Rochester. And, Jeff, I know that that's one thing that the Western New York PGA, of course, does. Your slogan that we always say when we do our tip of the week, growing a giving game, well, I know for many of us here, WGR regular listeners, you know, we think Buffalo, but the Western New York PGA goes beyond that.
Yeah, our borders actually go even quite a far. Quite a bit east of Rochester. We have one of the smaller sections around, but it's a nice, tight-knit group of guys, and everybody in the section seems to always be giving back to the game of golf. We're here with, as I said, Mike's our current president of the section, and he's done a lot to give back. As you say, growing a giving game, this is one of the best examples we could have.
Yep. So let's bring him in. Michael O'Connor, the president of the West New York PGA, also at the Kakwa Club, right?
That is correct. Thanks for having me.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us. And first of all, let me just say on behalf of Kevin and Jeff and I, we always appreciate the Western New York PGA's support to our show. And we are glad that we finally get to talk to you on the air.
I'm sorry you missed summer last week. Here's an hour to fall.
Yeah.
And this is true to form.
Yeah,
cloudy and a little
misty
gray.
Coming off the lake.
That's so all. It's the same on this end of the lake as it is in Buffalo.
That's right.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And Cleveland will tell you the same thing,
exactly.
Too, right?
That's true. Well, it'll be sunny before we're off the air here at 8. So, anyway, we're here at this J.C. Martin facility, and I know that we were driving down excited about it. I know just speaking with Jeff, too, the Western PGA is very proud of what's gone on here, and I know you really headed and spearheaded what has gone on here at this course. So, can you just kind of give everybody a little background on
Sure.
maybe where we were here five, 6 years ago, and then where we are right now.
Yeah, just, you know, Erie was no different than a lot of cities across the country struggling a little bit economically, and this is a city-owned golf course, and we were looking for projects with our foundation, which started up about the same time we aligned this project with the foundation in Western New York, our section. So it worked out well to align each other, and you know, the mayor's been cooperative. Everybody in the city at some point has been touched by J.C. Martin as they've grown up into the game and they've joined other clubs in town, as an example. So it was an easy sell to say, hey, let's give back, kind of rally the troops to do some things down here that needed a little TLC. So that's kind of how it started.
So can you explain a little further? So this is a nine-hole facility.
Right.
And it's basically geared towards juniors? Would that be a right. fair statement? Explain what happens here at J.C. Martin, why it's so neat and why it's so cool for the kids.
Well, it's centrally located, number one, and it's you've got the zoo next door. We've got the hockey arena next door. So it's a hub here in town, and the YMCA is right over there. So it's nine holes. It's city-owned. Juniors, like I said, I think everybody – at some point when they were growing up in the game, were dropped off here at J.C. Martin. Jack and previous professionals here at the club were almost like the not the babysitter, but you felt very comfortable mm-hmm. bringing your child here. And
camp counselor, right?
Right, and they just keep going around and around and around, grab the hot dog and the drink and keep going. We'll pick you up later this evening. So, like I said, a lot of people are familiar with the club that are in town. And there are other players that play here. We see a cross-section of golfers, but it's really neat to see the young kids growing and getting exposure down here. So that's kind of been the history.
You know, the golf course, I went and walked a little bit of it and love to hear about the renovation of the golf course because it's kind of neat. The first hole, big boy hole, 480 yards, par
right.
five, and then you
yeah. –
then it, you know, it pares down, if you will. It's a par 32, so there's the par 5, three par 4s, and then five par 3s on the golf course. And people might say, well, that doesn't seem, you know, hard, especially 234-yard par 4. But then you look at the greens.
Right.
They are postage stamps.
Yes.
And the undulation in the greens, particularly 3 and 5.
Right.
And, Brian, you were out there with me at 5. Those do not look like easy greens to keep the ball on or to putt on.
No, they're not. It's pretty challenging. And I think the first thing, depending on what time of day you're on, number one, you've got zoo animals next door. You can hear the orangutans or the monkeys,
great.
Whatever. So, you know, it's a great starting hole. Pretty tough because you have out of bounds left there. But, you know, the greens are very small. A lot of the things that we did here, there's three phases basically. So the first thing was making it playable. There was a lot of challenges with drainage, and there's a little creek that goes right on through the golf course. So there was a lot of drainage work, put in a couple of new tees, and we redid two of the greens, believe it or not. They were even smaller and more severe. Mm-hmm. So they were redone. And then the second phase, we got in here and we did all the tees. They did every tee and irrigation around the tee and resodded and did some bunker work in the second phase. And the third phase, which we were really excited about, is they took the maintenance building that was adjacent to the clubhouse here and moved it and built it on the far end of the property over there, and were able to put in a chipping green and then a netted area for the full swing and redid this putting green. So now you've got a great training area for the young kids to get their instruction. And so that's basically what's gone on here. Where we're sitting right now out around the clubhouse this summer, this is all going to be torn out and concreted, and a nice little learning area back behind the clubhouse there is going to be concreted as well. So we'll have some educational areas to teach the kids etiquette and just different things like that.
Are you finding now that with the improvements in the golf course, and it looks great. I mean, you can really tell that this is a well-maintained facility. The greens look fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really in great shape. You find that the kids and even you know, the adults who come play here take better care of the golf course, too. They'll fix their ball marks more. And,
right.
Because, well, you know.
Sure.
Take a little more pride.
Yeah, take
yeah.
more pride in their
yeah.
facility.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's been really positive feedback from everybody that's come down, experienced it, and the activity level is up. Yeah, and I think that's a fair statement that there's more pride in the property.
And Mike, what got you involved? I mean, this is a long term project for you. You've been involved since 2010, if I understand correctly,
right,
with this project. What motivated you to come in here and kind of take the bull by the horns and get this project done?
Well, just like you, Jeff, you know, when we joined the PGA, it was to promote the game and grow the game. And so I came down here one evening with my son. And first I heard about it and never played it, so came down and we played. And like I said, I mean, I think the way the funds were being allocated amongst other programs within the city, there was a few things in need here, and just kind of came like, hey, it made sense to pitch in and give back to the game. So that's kind of how it started. And then the AJGA event that we hosted at Kakwa, from those events, there's a charitable donation that can be you can align with. And so Greg Cronkite and his wife, Jane, who have the Patton Foundation, they were the spearheading the AJGA event, and I was able to talk to them about this project. And so they got on board early, and then Greg and I really had worked through this thing together, and that was really the catalyst to get this project some funding, and it was from that event.
And so far, how much has been raised to get
this? We're just under about $600,000, and the Erie Community Foundation has been terrific as well in supporting it, and been down here helping us with some of the pro-ams, and they've also financially helped us here. And so they have Erie Gives Day, and so every year they do this. The Community Foundation puts out to the community that you can donate during that two-day period, and J.C. Martin is one of the programs that they continue to donate to. So it just is a trickle effect, and it just seems like it will go on, which is great.
Michael O'Connor, the Western New York PGA president, joining us here live on Tee to Green. We're in Erie, Pennsylvania at the J.C. Martin Family Golf Center. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. A good story here this morning. If you haven't heard about this facility, we're here to tell you about it. And some great fundraising efforts have gone on by the Western New York PGA as well as some others to make this facility into one that is very cool. And I know that, you know, as the youngster growing up, you might get dropped off by mom or dad and, all right, I'll pick you up whenever. And, you know, I could see guys going in here and kids getting dropped off and playing all day. And
yeah,
I can just, with the practice facility that you have set up here now too, I mean, this, it really makes it a complete facility where kids can not only be excited to play, but they can really try to improve their game.
Oh yeah. And it's great. Jack, and with the windows on the little clubhouse here, he can see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
One tee, nine green, the practice facility. So it's really well laid out.
We just had the drive, chip, and putt here, right?
Correct.
How many kids were here for drive, chip, and putt?
I believe we were just under 150 kids. Oh. That was on Thursday. It was terrific. Yeah.
So this is a dynamic golf operation with a lot of junior golf and activities going on. This is pretty neat. Imagine Delaware Park or Kaz Park or South Park in Buffalo and having something like this. I know there's plans on the table, but something similar,
right,
but not, you know, this is a little more for the community here. This is a really neat thing you got going on.
Has this energized it's energized the golf community here in Erie, obviously,
sure,
to support this. How about kids and maybe some kids who, how many more kids have been exposed to golf because of the opportunity now here at J.C. Martin? I know it's low cost. Is there, are more programs been developed? Is First Tee out of here? What sort of things?
We're not aligned with First Tee, but Dave Mulvihill, the mayor, Joe Sinnott. I mean, I think Joe's coming on the show here a little bit later, but they've been behind this from the get-go and said, run with it. And so we've got the physical structure here. And the city now has been funding, this will be our third year, I believe, the third summer since the practice facility went in, that they're funding junior programs. So Tuesdays and Saturdays, free of charge to the kids. We have PGA golf professionals coming down here and teaching the game and then having little events for them. So there's no doubt it's opened up the door to several people. We try to get equipment to these young kids as well. So I think it's very positive for the growth of the game.
Yeah, because there's so much. There are some barriers to entry in the game of golf, like hockey too. Right? I mean, facilities and expense are probably the two biggest ones, at least in my opinion. So,
well, this
now you've got
down
the facility, and it's knocking down the expense if kids can come for free on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Yes.
And this is the type of facility I grew up playing at, and so I take a lot of pride in small little facilities like this that you just get an opportunity to go out and play golf and just be a kid out there and really enjoy what the game offers to young men and women as they play.
Absolutely. Michael O'Connor with us, president of the Western New York PGA here on Tee to Green. We're live. As we said, the mayor of Erie will be joining us a little bit later on in the show.
Brian, he might give you the key to the city. I don't know. Okay, it could be...
We've got to get him a jacket.
We'd have to get it from Mike.
Just bring me, if you're listening, Mayor, just bring me a long-sleeve jacket. I came trying to be tough, but it's chillier here than I was expecting. Yeah. Absolutely. And then we'll also get an update at 7:45 on the LECOM Health Challenge going on not too far from here in Clymer, New York, where the Web.com Tour event is going on right now. In fact, for those of you in the Buffalo area that know Dudley Hart, we're excited that he made it through to the weekend. He actually is the first tee time. I know the weather driving through here was sketchy. He was scheduled to go off at 7:20 in about 5 minutes from now. If that holds, then he's amongst the first group off today. The leaders are scheduled to go off at 1:10 today at that LECOM.
Maintenance will be the issue if they're able to get out the course because of, I would assume, some of the storms went through there that were up to. But you never know. That was around Eden we started. Getting hit.
And, Michael, you can give us some perspective, too, the event at Peak and Peak, the Web.com event, too. I know in Buffalo, people are starting to become more aware of it here as it returns to Western New York. But I know in Erie, its location, it's obviously much closer. And how is that going in terms of getting people more excited about a big golf event being in the area?
Yeah, it's been terrific. Prior to that, we had a two-day Pro-Am in Erie, and that was in conjunction with the PGA Tour. And when that left, there was a void for golf at that level. So it's great that the Peak is aligned with .com. And so we had a lot of our members go up there. I know we've volunteered. A lot of our caddies have gone up there to help out. And it's a real buzz. LECOM, been terrific in town and had a great presence and aligned with the event up there. So it's been a very, very much an Erie event.
Is there a young man named Keegan who's a caddy at your club by chance? It was a kid from Erie who was carrying the bag for K.H. Lee, who was the pro that my group played with on Wednesday afternoon. And he was so excited, to be like, I'm from Erie and I'm, going to carry this guy's bag. And I think he realized the weight of a tour bag is a little bit more, especially on that golf course. That's quite a walk.
It is a walk, we probably have about 15 of our caddies are up there, and I believe there's about six of them that have made the cut. So we'll see some of them back this weekend at Kakwa.
It was, by the way, anybody who, if you get a chance to do a Pro-Am, it is just a fantastic experience.
Yeah.
To be, on the fairways, inside the ropes with a tour professional. And the gap is not that far. Matter of fact, there's plenty. You mentioned Dudley Hart, Eric Axley, to the event. Dickie Pride was in the event. Chesson Hadley,
Jason Gore.
Yeah, right. I mean, plenty of names that and you still see some weeks out there in the PGA Tour that have partial status here and there, or maybe not. Rob Oppenheim, that great story.
And he's in contention.
Right, he's in contention. That great story from Q School. Yep. Right? Well, it's not Q School anymore, the Web.com Tour playoffs, and they called him back and like, hey, you made it. He had certain status. He's got a chance to win this week. So these are names that you've heard of that you could play with in the Pro-Am and be out there and just I asked KH on, it was the fifth hole, 200-yard par three from their back tee, and he hits this low dart in there, and I'm like, five iron? He's like, six. I'm like, six iron? Wow, okay.
Right.
Like, that would be a three for me, just amazing, the ball striking.
Yeah, the level of play, and it's indicated by the qualifier to get into that event. I think there was three or four 63s.
Right.
I think 66 was the last spot to get in.
I think there were 21 people under 67 or something.
Yes.
We were there for the Saturday before. It was
at Shorewood,
We had we had PGA professional shooting 67, and they don't even get
Robbie Kudrzewski, shot 67,
And we've got three Western
Sorry, Rob.
Members.
Sorry, Rob.
Yeah.
You can come back next week and beat up on us.
Well, we got three.
I'll see him next week at the OP Invitation. I'll bust his chops a little bit
it's
for him.
It's very easy to bust his chops. Yes, it is.
No, great. You know, there's a guy who hits the ball really well.
And
that close to beat. Getting in the playoff to make the – they had a playoff at 66, I think, for the final two spots. That's how tight play was.
Yeah, there's ten guys for two spots or something like that, yeah. And that just – like, as you said, Mike, that goes to speak to the quality of the players. And, you know, I've been doing this a long time. The players are definitely better. The fields are deeper. These qualifiers are getting harder and harder. And it's more of an – you looked at even the qualifier list. That was an international field in the qualifier. It's not just local guys, and it's an international field. The guys chasing the dream here. And speaking of chasing the dream, this is a great place to get it started. Junior golf, Mike. Let's talk about getting kids involved in junior golf. I would think parents want their kids to be involved in because it's such a great game. What would be something you would tell a parent? Hey, I'm going to get my kid involved in golf. I want to get my kid in golf. What's the first step, or what are some of the pitfalls that maybe you'll see as a PGA professional when you're introducing a young child to the game?
Right. I think that's just it. You just want to get them exposure, number one. Seek out a location, whether it's J.C. Martin or one of your local clubs, and align, get them socializing in junior programs with more of a clinic situation. Let the enthusiasm get the bug for them. The key, I think, is just making sure that you don't get the pressure on the young boy or girl. And that's what, you know, when we looked here on Thursday, we had 150 young boys and girls go through here, and you can see the kids that are having a really good time, and then you see the pressure on some of these young kids, and I think it's more coming from their parents. And so, you know, keep it light, let them enjoy it, let them get the bug. And then the other thing I'd be careful of, if they do have the bug, is get them the proper equipment. We see a lot of youngsters out there with cut down drivers, metal shafts that are way too stiff for them. You know, there's plenty of companies. U.S. Kids Golf comes to mind, and they have great equipment, and it's at a reasonable price. So I'd make sure you get them some equipment that's going to fit them at their stage of the game.
And you don't need a whole set.
No, you don't.
You just need a few clubs to get your kids started. Yeah. A wedge, a putter, an iron, and a fairway wood or something, and they can get going and play golf. Yeah, I do think a good instruction, too, just the basics from someone who's not your mom or dad teaching you to play golf, to get a PGA professional, someone who's taught kids a lot and just understands the fundamentals. You see parents tell their kids to keep their head down or keep their left arm. You're not watching the ball, you know, all these things. Yeah, you're missing it because you're not looking. You know, so they don't.
Well, parents, Jeff, I'll interrupt here and tell you because I'm guaranteeing you there's parents that are listening that have told their kid, you know, swing slow. Yeah. And I know when you've worked with my son, you actually have told him, you're like, Brian, when you and him are hitting, tell him to swing fast, because you said you wanted that muscle development to kind of occur, which happens at that age.
Yeah, there's a certain window where kids learn to create speed, and if you're not teaching them to create speed at that age, then, you know, once they're 15, 16 years old, they won't be able to create as much speed as maybe if they want to be competitive. So there's an area there where you're telling your kids to swing easy. Yeah, let them hit it hard. It's more fun. Hit it hard in case you hit it. That's what happened
to you and I, Jeff.
Yeah.
Told us to swing easy.
Yeah, well, that and I got old.
So that age when it's breezy, swing easy is not a good one, huh?
Well, there is some merit to that. Yeah,
rip it and rip it, John Daly style there.
Yeah, you still want to hit it. You don't want to get a lot of spin on it in the wind, but that's a whole other story.
Well, I still think of the comment my 7-year-old made. We played last Sunday late afternoon, and it was the 9th hole at Fox Valley. Tees it up, you know, right before the water, and, you know, the second the water you got to carry, and teed up there after, and he ripped one, and it went over the road, you know, but into the creek, and he goes, well, hey, at least that was the best hit I had. And I'm like, I didn't say anything. I'm like, yeah, it was. You hammered it. Good job, you know.
You didn't start reading him the rule book? Okay, here's where you drop. We need 2 club lengths. That'll take the fun out of it.
Yep. Yeah. No, but I think that the point about getting the kids involved and making it fun, I know I want to give a little shout-out to one of our home clubs at Tantera this week. They opened up their junior golf program, which my son was in, and just really cool stuff they had set up there with Velcro targets for the kids. They did a whole thing on putting, and they had competition, and just all they were playing tic-tac-toe, trying to learn distance control. And they, you know, you had to hit it. Hey, we got to hit it right in this square, and it's right next to you. You got to hit it nice and soft, but to get it to stop.
Right.
And I thought that the kids, I was kind of assisting on one of the greens, just helping out, and the tic-tac-toe was the most fun for the kids. I mean, just watching these kids that are 8 and 9 and 10 years old, and they're, oh, it almost went in the square. Like, they're just, they're going crazy. Yeah.
But how many times they kick you out of the line? Brian, it's for the kids.
But I kept ruining it for the yellow team. Oh, we were going through. No, but, like, little stuff like that can make such a difference if you just have a little creative idea like that. And I know I want to say to Pat and Don and Scott that did it over at Tantera, it was awesome. And I was pumped watching it for those kids like that. And they were so engaged, which is, you know, I think doing things like that to hook them early is important.
Right. And there's a program that I've been part of and, you know, standing back from it now. It's called Girls Golf of Erie. And it's a USGA, LPGA initiative, but a lot of PGA golf professionals have been involved with that. So, you know, that kind of ties into that. You can, you know, trying to get your young son or daughter involved in the game. There's plenty of programs. I know there are in Erie. I know there are in Buffalo and Rochester. So our Western New York has a lot of programs out there. Just contact one of your local professionals, and you'll be able to get directed.
There may be already, Michael, but I'm sure there's going to be success stories that come out of this project.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, PGA professionals in the future, college golfers. This is going to change somebody's life if it hasn't already.
I would think it will, yeah.
And you have a big piece in that. You should be proud. I know they have a nice stone plaque for you out on the first tee that's got to make you feel happy.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of razzing from that over the years.
There's more coming. Well,
yeah, I'm sure there will be.
I didn't know about it until today. So. But, you know, and Mike's not unlike a lot of the PGA professionals in the West New York PGA that just, you know, maybe not to this scale, but they're all chipping in and helping out every chance they can to help grow, as we say, a giving game.
Absolutely, yes. Our West New York PGA tip of the week on getting juniors involved, brought to you by the West New York PGA, growing a giving game. You can also check out all the great things that the West New York PGA has going across Western New York, as well as in here in Erie, Pennsylvania, at westernnewyork.pga.com, including great events like, I know my son's doing drive, chip, and putt next week. You had one here last week. I saw there was an event at Delaware Park in Buffalo the other day. There's, over 50 kids were there, so it happens
so
all the time.
There's so many programs. And this drive, chip, and putt, there's 150 kids at each one of them. And they're selling out. It's so much fun. It's so neat. So if you do have questions about junior golf, contact, you know, the Western New York PGA. They'll get you going in the right direction, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, again, thanks so much for coming on. All the great work you did here.
Thank you, Brian.
You should be really
Kevin,
proud. This is awesome.
Michael.
Mr. Midas,
good to see you again, sir. You're not supposed to
Somehow
laugh
I feel like the off-air conversation is going to be pretty good right now.
Absolutely.
Brian, I'm going to go to my truck and get you a blanket or something.
Perfect. So. Thank you. Michael O'Connor, the president of the West New York PGA, here with us on Tee to Green. PGA Pro Jeff Midas, Kevin Sylvester, Brian Colziel back with you in a moment. Here we're at the J.C. Martin Golf Center in Erie, PA. With more in a moment, we'll stay right here on WGR. Welcome back, Tee to Green. We're live at the J.C. Martin Golf Center here in Erie, Pennsylvania. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. We'll be joined by the mayor of Erie, Joe Sinnott, in just one moment. But first, let's get our check of the Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf PGA Tour leaderboard. The Greenbrier Classic is where they are at this week, the old white TPC course. Sebastian Munoz, after having a great day one, still is the leader. Through two rounds heading to the weekend, he has a three-shot lead. He's minus 12 so far in the tournament. Ben Martin and Hudson Swafford are three back at minus 9. Danny Lee, Davis Love III, Russell Henley are four back at minus 8. Some other bigger names in this event so far that we might want to pass along. Patrick Reed tied for 16th. He is at minus 5. Bubba Watson is tied for 22nd. He's had really a down year. He is minus 4. This is an event he's had success in the past, but and Phil Mickelson gets through to the weekend. Even though he shot two over yesterday, he is at minus 1, made it just on the cut line. Kevin, let's talk about the Leecom event going on at Pecan Peak.
Yeah, I have two rounds. The leader, and I hope I get this right, Sinju Zhang.
That's why I gave you that leader.
Okay, well, he's 11-under par, tied with Aaron Long, also 11-under par. And Sam Ryder and Rob Oppenheim are stroke back at 10-under, a couple of notables. You have their Chesson Hadley is 8-under par, along with Bo Hostler. And we mentioned Dudley Hart is 300 par, and according to my leaderboard, is not teed off yet, so maybe a bit of a delay there, or has not completed the first hole as of yet today. He's in that first group out, so just made the cut with a birdie on 18 yesterday. Yep. Dudley Hart, who's working his way back from injury and trying to get his way back to the PGA Tour, and really looking forward to the Champions Tour in a couple of years.
It goes to show the quality of play out there. 300 par around that place, if you've ever been there, is just to make the cut is pretty darn good.
Absolutely. We'll get our Champions Tour report here brought to you by Absolute Carrot coming up in just a moment, but we want to bring in our next guest here live at the J.C. Martin facility in Erie. That is the mayor of Erie, Pennsylvania, and that's Joseph Sinnott. Joe, good morning. Thanks for coming on and, joining us today.
Oh, happy to be here. Yeah.
It's the first mayor we've had on the show. We've had a county executive on,
correct? Yep.
We have not had a mayor on, so...
We're stepping up.
So it's time.
Yeah.
It is time.
It is time, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
And we got a couple boxes we need to check on our show, and this definitely checks one. Well, we're honored to have you here.
That's right. We've been in Canada. We've been, of course, in the Buffalo area in Western New York, and now we're here in Erie. And we're excited. We have heard more and more about this facility as we got this show today scheduled. And I know that you had a hand in it, too. We just spoke with Michael O'Connor. He's very proud of it. I'm sure that's probably the same for yourself.
You know, Mike did a great job here. He kind of spearheaded all of this renovation. This is a facility that all of us, we grew up here. This was our daycare. You know, we came here as children and spent our days here and made our friends here. And it's a great course. And some of the best players in Erie, Pennsylvania came out of this course.
Yeah, very cool. We got a chance to walk a few holes here this morning after we got everything set up. And to see the quality of the greens and some of the work that Michael was telling me that went on here, too. I mean, it was extensive, and he had said that there's still more to come, too, that this patio area and the clubhouse area, there's still some work to be done.
Yeah.
But he had said that in upwards of almost $600,000 has already been put back into this facility.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it all went into the course. So, you know, first things first. Of course, we'd like to see the clubhouse better and this area better, but first things first, the course, you know, that's where, like I said, we all learned to play and we all got good. And so, you know, it's been a great thing. The practice area here is new. This was never here before. So it's a great thing for kids. It's a great thing for the community.
Yeah, let's talk about the community and being behind this project. You know, the charitable dollars raised to put back into this. Mm-hmm. But I know there was some public funding. Is that correct? Or... Well, how does it work from the public sector, meaning your office, and supporting this?
Well, you know, this is a public course. It's a city-owned course, so we've always been putting money into it. But really, the majority of the money came from philanthropy. It came from people raising money. Like I say, Mike really being at the head pro at one of the more affluent courses in this mm-hmm. community, he got some folks together that knew this course from their childhood. And they put some money into it, and they were very instrumental in raising the money we needed. And so a lot of this was private dollars that came from people who started their lives here. And so, you know, you don't get a lot of that only in communities like this where people are willing to do that.
And talk about what difference that it's made now. I mentioned to Michael at the end, this has either already made a difference in some kid's life or is going to make a difference in some kid's life here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, especially now, you know, when we were kids, this is what we did. But, of course, nowadays, things are different in communities. You know, kids that don't have constructive things to do, you know, tend to run afoul. And you see that more and more than even when we were young people. So having something positive for young people makes all the difference in the world in these communities.
I mean, what an impact, too, to have a spot, as you said. I mean, if there is somewhere, especially summer schools, I mean, there isn't school to keep them occupied and for them to be able to come here. And, Jeff, you had mentioned your times at Delaware Park in right. Buffalo, and I know, you know, just in the summer, kids are looking for things to do. And
of course,
they want to be at places like this, as you said.
Absolutely.
You end up finding yourself in trouble if not. And so, I mean, this has got to be a nice success. A success story.
I can imagine the trouble I would have found as a young man if I wasn't playing 36 holes of golf at Delaware Park every day growing up. And I imagine there's got to be a ton of civic pride with this, this.
Absolutely. You know, this is something that, as a kid, you know, having grown up here, to see the new parts of this course, to see it being taken to the next level, was a dream come true for me.
And you see an activity tick up, I imagine?
More play? Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, I'm proud because it shows what one person can do. If one person wants to get it involved in spearhead, and also, you know, we're all out here about golf and what golf can do for a community. And tell us, give us what you think. What will this do for this community? Does it help the surrounding area? Does it help the inner city? Does it help? Where is the most impact you're going to find as far as
How this will? It's really all of the above. Mm-hmm. You know, it helps this neighborhood. It's a great neighborhood. I live in this neighborhood. You know, it helps the community as a whole. It helps the young people. We have young people here a couple days a week doing clinics and things of that nature. Those are all very positive things for the community. So it's all of the above.
Well, we may be contacting you because Buffalo, you know, we'd love to do something like this in Buffalo. We'll get some input from you as how do you pull off a great project like
this?
Yeah,
do you think the keys are to that?
Well, to doing it?
Yeah.
You know, it's about people getting involved. A lot of the people that started with me have become very successful in this community, and so they wanted to give something back. And it really took somebody like Mike O'Connor to bring those people together. And without that, we would not have had this. You know, there were people that wanted to do things. They didn't know what to do, but Mike brought everybody together. He really created the momentum to do this.
You bring up a great point because there are people who want to give back, but they want to make sure their dollars.
Of course.
They want to see what they're being used for, that they're not going to administrative fees or other. So they can see the direct impact here on the golf course and come and see the free clinic.
Yes.
You know, on a Tuesday or Saturday, I think Michael mentioned that happened. So that was probably more of a key, right? Because I'm sure there's other things in Erie that people can donate to.
Of course. There always is. And there's many things going on in this community. But, again, this is how a lot of people who are now successful, this is how they spent their youth. Mm. You know, it's
probably the reason why they are successful, too. The game of golf has a lot. It teaches some discipline.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
That you need to have.
Tita Green live here at the J.C. Martin Family Golf Center. We're in the city of Erie, and the mayor, Joe Sinnott, is here with us. He, of course, a big part of what had gone on here. Now, I would love your perspective in terms of just for the three of us, we're seeing this for the first time, and it looks great. But can you give us some perspective on maybe where it's been? And you said as a kid you played here, like just some transformation to tell us. I mean, we're so impressed by the practice facility area and things like that. But just can you give us maybe where it was? Did it have, you know, did it reach a low point to the point where somebody says, hey, we have to do something about it? Or kind of just from where you've seen it transform from the start to the finish?
There's been a lot of evolution to this course. There were times when it really got kind of rough. There wasn't a lot of money to put into the course. The practice facility was something that, you know, Mike and the people that got involved and gave some money really wanted to see because it was something that was missing when we were young. It's been a good course. It's like anything else. It's publicly funded. It has its up times and its down times. So, you know, it had seen better days, but I think these are the best days we've seen so far. It needed a lot of drainage. It was very much a course that was put into the middle of the city without a lot of pre-planning. So there were things like drainage and the way the greens were, and it wasn't a facility that was maybe properly designed. But now we've taken that next step, and it's much better than it ever was.
You're coming up on 100 years, right, for this facility?
Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here's a question that I think needs to be Joe Martin. J.C. Martin. Who's J.C. Martin?
Yeah, Joe Martin was with the city when they put this course together. He was a city employee. I did not know him myself. I know
in 1916 you weren't here.
No, I was not here. His grandson was with us when we redid the course and rededicated the course. But it's an old Erie family, very much dedicated to this. And so yeah, Joe Martin was really part of the fabric of this community.
Oh, nice legacy too, to have his
absolutely
name on this facility.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on, Mayor. We know a busy schedule for any mayor, but this is something that I'm sure you're proud of. And I know just for someone that is involved in a golf show promoting golf all of us involved, we're really pumped to be here today. This is a cool story.
It inspires other communities in our listening area
to do it.
And that's what I'm hoping.
To say that, you can do it.
I'm hoping somebody's back in Buffalo listening. Hey,
Southern Ontario,
Rochester,
our
wherever. Yep.
You know, it really takes a couple people to get involved and really push it. And like I say, without Mike, this would not have happened.
Yep. Joseph Sinnott, the mayor of Erie. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We before we go to break here, let's get in our Champions Tour report. It's brought to you by Absolute Care in Orchard Brook, affordable adult assisted living. The seniors or the Champions Tour players taking the week off because of last week's U.S. Senior Open. Kevin Kenny Perry ends up hanging on, beating out Kurt Triplett for his second Senior Open win.
Yes.
Perry has been very successful on the Champions Tour.
He said he was not comfortable the entire tournament. Nervous, you know, just didn't feel like he had it. And it was a great duel there between he and Triplett.
He won in 2013, the U.S. Senior Open, and won it this past year. So Kenny Perry.
Still wishes he had that Masters, though.
Getting it done. That's right.
Trevor Immelman, right? Playoff?
Let's slip away. Yeah. Yep, with Immelman.
Ooh, still hurts, yeah.
And Perry's career, you'd still think he was, you know, he would be maybe the more deserving. Although, I mean, maybe Immelman has.
Did you say he was more deserving?
I mean, no, Perry's resume is better, resume. Yeah. That's what I meant to say. I shouldn't have said it.
Injuries derailed.
You know what I mean. Absolutely.
So, I know what you meant. Yes. I'm just busting your chops.
All right, we will get a report on the Lecom Health Challenge from Peak and Peak when we return. After this, we're live at the J.C. Martin Golf Center here in Erie, Pennsylvania on Tee to Green with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. We'll be back with more in a moment. We'll step aside right here on WGR. /7:51 Welcome back. Tee to Green, live on location in Erie, Pennsylvania, the J.C. Martin Family Golf Center. Great story. A lot of renovation work done over the last handful of years here, and the Western New York PGA president, Michael O'Connor, spearheaded the project. We heard from him earlier in the show. If you missed it and don't know about what has gone on here at this J.C. Martin facility, a really cool story. I'll tweet out the show a little bit later at Brian WGR. It'll also be an on-demand audio at WGR550.com. We also want to thank the mayor of the city of Erie, Joe Sinnott, for joining us last segment to get his perspective on what has gone on here. It has been a really nice, I think, place for us to come and see, Jeff, and I know that the Western New York PGA is very proud of what's gone on.
Oh, yeah, and you're proud of a guy like Mike O'Connor, you know, someone who gathered the troops together, pushed people in a direction and really got something meaningful for his community done. It's nice to see.
Okay. Let's get some thoughts on this Lecom Health Challenge that's going on not too far from here at Peak and Peak. And just an update before we bring in our next guest. The start of round three has been delayed 3 hours plus due to inclement weather. We drove through it on the way down here on the thruway, and they're going to play threesomes off two tees starting at 10:30 a.m. So if you're planning on going to that event today, you're listening right now, you can maybe hold off before you head out there. They're not going to tee off until 10:30. Buffalo's Dudley Hart was actually supposed to start things off at 7:20 in the morning, but they've now, again, threesomes off two tees today at Peak and Peak at the Lecom Health Challenge at 10:30. And for more on this event, we bring in the Senior Vice President of the Wedd.com Tour, and that is Mike Young. Mike, good morning. It's Brian, Kevin, and Jeff here at the J.C. Martin Center in Erie, PA. How are you?
Hey, guys, doing great. Glad to catch up with you. I'm sorry to hear the weather's changed. I had the pleasure of playing up in the Pro-Am on Wednesday, and it was absolutely gorgeous. So sorry that weather couldn't continue for you guys.
Yeah, it's clearing here in Erie. We're just a little south of where the event's being held, but it definitely, I can see why of the delayed start of the weather that we drove through this morning. But let's just, what was your impressions of Peak and Peak and the event there that has returned to Western New York? Was that the second year that it's been back, correct?
That's right, second year, guys. And, you know, Wedd.com, we're the proud umbrella sponsor of the tour. A lot of people actually think we actually run that tour, but we're actually an online marketing company. We're about halfway through our umbrella sponsorship of 10 years and about 5 years in, a halfway point. And it's been great for our business and our company as we expand and try and grow our online marketing business. But, yeah, the guys love the golf course. Like I said, I had the pleasure to play in the Pro-Am. The fairways are gorgeous. The greens are a mixture of bent and poa, and I think there's going to be a lot of good round shot this week. And guys, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are very savvy, being the golf sports show that you guys are. There's so many PGA Tour players out there. I think last year, 33 of the guys that played in the tournament ended up getting their PGA Tour card. So you got a lot of talent out there.
And a lot of guys who've been on the tour trying to regain their status. We mentioned Dudley Hart from Buffalo, two-time PGA Tour winner, who we're all pulling for. Who'd you play with on Wednesday in the Pro-Am?
Yeah, so we played with Danny McCarthy, and he's off to a terrific start. And I was tracking him. I think he was four under for the first two rounds. But, you know, I get an opportunity to come out to a lot of events and play in a lot of the pro-ams, being the representative for Web.com corporate. And every time I play with these guys, I'm amazed by their dedication, their commitment to the game. And they're generally just really nice people and good people and help not only me from a pro-am perspective, but all their partners. They spend as much time helping their pro-am partners as they do as working on their own game. And they know the importance of these sponsors and these local small businesses and the business community that rallies around in a place like Clymer, New York, to gain access to Western New York and Eastern Pennsylvania. They know the importance of the local sponsors as well as us from an umbrella sponsorship, and they're very grateful.
For those of you listening, he mentioned the golfer Denny McCarthy. If that name rings a bell, he won the Porter Cup in 2015 in a playoff. So that is a name that has won before in Western New York. Mike, before we let you go, just let's just talk about Web.com and why do you want? Why is the association with golf meaningful to you?
It's a great question. You know, our CEO David Brown, when we got into this, was really looking to start and just kind of do a title sponsor like a lot of companies do. But he started talking to Tim Fincham, and there was just such a good fit between golf and small business owners from an indexing perspective. And Nationwide at that time was unwinding out of the back side of their commitment. So we struck a deal. We signed a 10-year umbrella sponsorship. It's been great for our business and our company. Our name brand recognition has grown from 1% to over 50%. So when you say, have you ever heard about Web.com, they say, a lot of folks say, yes, absolutely. But then when you ask them, well, what is it that they do? The PGA Tour has done such a great job. They say, yeah. A lot of them say, we run a golf tour. Well, actually, the nation's leading online marketing company. We've got 3 million small business customers, and we're in business for one reason, and that's to help small businesses succeed online. That's what we do.
Mike Young, Senior Vice President from Web.com. Mike, thanks so much for joining us today. We, again, appreciate you joining us, and we, of course, hope good success with golf going forward.
Hey, guys, can I get one more thing into it in concert with the Sunday afternoon winner? We're also going to recognize the Small Business of the Year winner at the tournament that helped this tournament be successful, and that's going to be a local company called Jamestown Mattress. So I'd like to give a shout-out to Jim Pullen, and he's going to get his trophy for his team on Sunday afternoon as well. And for your listeners that are in the small business space, we've teed up a special offer at getstarted.web.com/climber. So all the small businesses in Eastern Pennsylvania and Western New York that are in your listening audience, they can feel free to go to that website and take advantage of a special offer since they're a small business, okay?
All right, cool.
No, that's great.
We are a small business, so we appreciate that, and I hope people take advantage of it. And Kevin, thanks for joining us. Mike, for joining us with that. I'm Kevin. Mike.
Brian, Kevin, Jeff, at this time of the morning, I think it's great that you guys each remember each other's day.
You got it. Yeah, we had a car ride together at 4:30 in the morning, so we're a little punchy.
I know that program. Have a great one, guys. Enjoy the week.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Young from Web.com.
But you know what? He brings up a great point. You know, to have this event within a short drive of Western New York. You know, you have the Canadian Open coming up a couple of weeks in Toronto, but that might be moved out of Toronto. It depends on what's going on with our golf course up there. But to have it at Pekin Peak, which is an amazing facility, it really is beautiful to go down there. It's worth the drive. And those who participated in the Pro-Am, someone just teed off here behind us on hole number one at J.C. Martin. Those who played in the Pro-Am know what a great experience it was. You know, for that event, they do need a title tour sponsor that Web.com is. They need the local businesses to support it, whether it be sponsoring certain things around the golf course, to buy the Pro-Am spots. Those things need to happen for that golf tournament to go on down there. It's not just, hey, we need a spot to play. No, there's a whole lot that goes into it. So everybody involved, including the Chautauqua Economic Development Commission and Kevin Sandvig and their crew, we had Kevin on a couple weeks ago, you got to have people dedicated to it, just as you do here at J.C. Martin.
That was going to be my point. Just as you do here at J.C. Martin. Just as you do.
The grassroots part. This is the grassroots part.
Right.
Hopefully someday.
This is the epitome, the definition of grassroots right here.
Someday a kid comes out of here,
right,
comes out of CAS, You know, and plays in the web.com tour.
Right.
And, you know, if it's still named that at that point, but whatever.
And that's the nature of golf. It just seems everybody who's in golf, once they have a little bit of means, they always want to give back because they know how much that game meant to them in their life.
Hey, by the way, we need to mention Duster Challenge. DusterChallenge.com to register. You do not need to be a great putter to participate in this.
It helps.
Yes. You'll help fund the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation that helps this program right here.
Like this, right?
And it's going to help the veterans programs in Western New York.
Correct.
So that's a way to get back. And you know what? Sometimes those golf tournaments on Monday, it's an 18-hole. You can't do a whole day thing. Or maybe it's price prohibitive for you individually. This is price friendly. $49 for adults, $29 for kids to participate. You're going to get fed, you're going to get a tea gift, and you're going to donate some money to the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. Again, it's happening July 21st at Fox Valley. 5 o'clock, we say, that's the registration time. We'll get the kids going about 5:30. We have activities for them afterwards, including an outdoor movie night while the adults are putting in the competition to win the Duster's Flatstick Trophy. And it's going to be a great time. Food, beverage, music. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't just say I'm going to do it. You have to register so we can prep some things. DusterChallenge.com to do so.
And before we go, 10 seconds each from you guys here. Jim Bones McKay is now trading in his caddy bib. He's working for Golf Channel. His first event is going to be the Open Championship, the British Open.
That'll
here
be
in two
his second
weeks.
Event, by the way. I was walking the fairways with him in his first event, the RSM Classic in 2015. He and John Wood, who was
Matt Kuchar's
caddy,
time on TV. Yeah.
They tested it out, and so they did it. And we were crossing a bridge. I forget what hole it was, but they have these long bridges over the marshes. I go, "Hey, so Bones, what do you think?" He goes, "This is a lot harder than I thought it was, but he'll be great at it."
Yeah, I think having a caddy's perspective is going to be a unique perspective, and he's certainly as good as they get in that field. So I think it'll be great. I'm interested to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, me too. So he'll be part of the coverage on Golf Channel, and NBC, of course, has the Open Championship coverage now that is in 2 weeks. Next week, we will be back in our studios, and then the following week, we'll be at Niagara Falls Country Club for the Porter Cup, as well as the Open Championship. So lots to get to over the course of the next 2 weeks. Hey, we want to thank everybody here. In Erie and at the Joseph C. Martin Family Golf Center. Jack inside the clubhouse here.
Great guy.
Great guy. These are the kinds of people that make these golf facilities
work. Makes it mean a cup of Joe, man, let me tell you.
Yes,
absolutely. No doubt about it. But Michael O'Connor, the president of the Western New York PGA, thank him for joining us, and also the mayor of Erie, Joseph Sinnott, for joining us as well. Mike Young from web.com. Gentlemen, have a great week. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, Nate Geary back in our studios. Nate, you coming up at 11 today, or is Sal on?
It's Mr. Capaccio today.
Okay, so
we'll
hear from Sal at 11.
Capaccio.
For everybody here in Erie, for Kevin and Jeff, I'm Brian Colziel. We'll have the entire show up on demand at audio, WGR550.com. I'll tweet it out as well, at BrianWGR. Don't forget, DusterChallenge.com. Sign up for that Friday, July 21st at Fox Valley. And check out our website, T2GreenRadio.com. We'll talk to you next week right here on T to Green on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.